WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A fragile ceasefire is holding in Gaza. Hostages and their relatives are savoring reunion.
Sights of reunion yesterday were most definitely the happiest moments I've experienced in my life.
So are families of freed Palestinian prisoners, but tough steps remain, including negotiations on who governs post-war Gaza. Day 14 of the U.S. government shutdown, and President Trump blamed Democrats on his way back from Israel on Air Force One.
They want to have health care for illegals that have come in. Many of these people are criminals, and they want to have health care.
A potent storm system's begun in Southern California, triggering evacuation orders and burn scars following nasty weather to the north. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In California, more storms slammed the Bay Area Monday, dumping rain in San Francisco and Berkeley, while the Sierra Nevadas were surprised by some early season snowfall.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 97.5 WFHR.
4WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Medicare open enrollment begins Wednesday, October 15th. Joanne Krulatz reports.
When taking part in open enrollment, consumers should beware of scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Enrollees or their family members may want help navigating the open enrollment process and choosing the right plan for their circumstances.
There are unsolicited requests that should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment.
Scammers and dishonest actors often try to take advantage of older consumers during the same period by impersonating Medicare and asking for their Medicare account information and selling unnecessary or fraudulent health products or services.
Michelle Reinen says that there are trusted resources to utilize to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers.
Instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
If you are a victim of a Medicare enrollment scam or any scam, you can contact ATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCPHotline@wi.gov.
The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is warning residents about a tax refund text scam. Residents have reported receiving a text claiming that their tax refund request has been processed and approved in recent weeks. It asks that you provide your bank account information to receive the refund, or it will be forfeited. Officials say the Department of Revenue does not send unsolicited text messages requesting personal information. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 60 degrees. Rain tonight, a low around 45. Mostly cloudy and highs in the upper 50s on Wednesday. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, will be in the mid-40s. Thursday, a chance of rain and a high around 62.
It's 48 at our studios.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning world, it's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. A butcher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Yeah. Time for the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Got your host, James, here, joined by our great friend from Family Natural Foods, Katrina Hintner's with us.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Good to have you with us, Kat. It feels like it's been a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it until now, but yeah, it feels like it's been a bit.
It's good. It's good to be here.
And it's great to have you here. We're not alone. We've got not only the best listeners in radio joining us, but at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, Art Stevenson's going to join us.
Yes.
He's representing the Pittsfield Area Foundation for arts. We're going to talk a little bit about Cash in Hand, this awesome Johnny Cash tribute band coming to Pittsville.
Yeah.
Going to get into that. That's going to be fun. We'll also jump into KFC releasing a interesting item.
Okay.
They're combining forces with somebody, and I'm very interested in that one. We'll get into that. We've got the spookiest place name in every state.
Ooh, I can't wait to find out.
That should be an interesting one. All that coming up for you. Also having the 10 o'clock hour, some more of those life hacks. Got some more of those lined up for people we'll dive into, and some good stories of the day. Get into our schedule as well. All of those things going on. Katrina, you and Stephen joined me last week. It was last week for Rapids Report.
It flies by, though, I know.
It really does. We were catching up a little bit about the anniversary and how that went, and certainly the things that you guys got going on over at Family Natural Foods for October.
Yeah, absolutely.
It kicks off strong for you. Busy.
Yeah, I mean, it kicks off with our anniversary, which was a hit, so thank you for all who came, and 79 years feels
that's amazing.
Honorable, and I appreciate it. Stephen and I said, we feel so grateful for the community and also for, the legacy from our grandfather and our dad, Mike. Mm-hmm. And so it feels really good. So that's fun. And yeah, what else do we have going on?
You got some presentations coming up, don't you?
We do. In fact, tonight, thanks for queuing me up for that, James. You're so good at your job. tonight we have one. So if you haven't heard of Wellbell, it's a really great product to check out. It's a hair, skin, and nails supplement line. Lori's going to be doing the presentation tonight at 5:15. She's one of the founders of the company. She'll be telling her story. She'll be telling about how the products work and different ways. She's great. She's from here half of the year. She's really actually from the New York area, but she lives here half the year. And it's kind of cool to be like, okay, we've got this product. Founder lives here part of the year. We're going to have her come talk because why not?
Yeah.
So she's great. She's got such a great passion behind her story. So come tonight, Family Natural Foods, 5:15 tonight. And she'll probably be talking for about 45 minutes ish. So it's okay if you come a little late or you come a little early. Join when you can. And then we have a panel discussion coming up on November 18th, and that's at 5:15. This will be just kind of a bring any question you have. Mm-hmm. So that'll be really great to get on the books. We're thinking our dad's going to do it. And we'll probably have a nurse, and we have an herbalist that will be doing it. We're still fine-tuning that because we got some time still for that one.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. With that one in particular, I can't imagine how resourceful that could be for the audience, for the community and everything when it comes to every one of us are different. And there is no one size fits all for any of our aches and pains or, interests that we have or anything like that. Being able to ask those kind of questions instead of just throwing it into a search engine or something like that is really cool. Really a great resource for the community.
And big random questions, bring them on. We're there. And it's kind of like a brain trust of different individuals working together. And one person might start it and the other person might end it with each person's perspective. And I got this idea actually at a training that I went to for Terry Knapp. They did a panel discussion at the end of their kind of 3-day presentation, and it's a way that anybody can ask any question that they maybe didn't get answered or they didn't feel comfortable about going up to that person and asking them, which I do not feel comfortable about. Yeah, I will go up to Terry and be like, Terry, hi, how are you? Give me a big hug and I have a question for you. And some of his panelists that he has on there. But it's a great way to put your questions out, and they can be really diverse questions. Or if you don't want to have anybody know what your question is, I'll be reading the questions. Mm. So it's not like you have to raise your hand and be like,
oh, that's a nice way to do
it. Okay, how do you get rid of diarrhea?
If you don't
feel comfortable saying that, that's okay. We can all talk about it and we're all happy to talk about those uncomfortable conversations.
I really wanted to go. Now I'm going just to give you uncomfortable questions to have to say out loud.
I should not have started this for you.
It's a really cool thing to be able to offer to the community, and especially with nowadays where there's never been more options for your body, whatever we're talking about, whether you want to improve your immune system, you want better health and skin, whatever the case might be, there's a million options out there, and there's a million of us, so it makes sense, but figuring out what works best for you is one of those things where you guys are so helpful on. I know for me, One of the things that we talked about early on was fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I'd always heard fish oil is really good for you and was using it, but I did not know, you know, there's types that are better for certain people.
Yeah, and you absorb it better and such too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's an easy one, but one mm-hmm. that was easy for you guys, I would say. It wasn't for me. I think that a lot of people out there that have those gray area questions, this is a really good opportunity for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And if nobody has questions, don't worry. We will fill it with different things that we want to talk about or... So don't let us talk because we might bore you with what we want to talk about.
That's a really cool point too about this, because even if you go there without any necessarily, you just want to go and learn or just take in things, you just never know what you might learn or find out that could be really resourceful for you.
You don't have to come with a question. You might come back with a question, but you also don't have to come with a question. You can just listen and learn, or you might come up with one later, or just, you know, gain insights from other people. And then one last thing I want to mention, because October is our anniversary month, and yes, we had our sale already in the beginning of the month, but we have a ton of sales that follow the whole month of October, because Stephen and I like to think of it as our anniversary, like, month. And so we like to continue the sales. So not everything is on sale, but a lot of our favorites are on sale, and pretty much something in every category. So joint health or skin health or multivitamin. So pretty much every category, there's something on sale. And if you're like, I need something for joint health, you could maybe try a different brand this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a great time and a perfect time to start stocking up on these things. They're building on this stuff.
Immune health, all of those things.
Yeah. There's nobody who's walking around. My immune health is absolutely perfect. It always is. I have nothing to worry about.
Right.
Like, every one of us could use a little bit of backup on this stuff. And when it comes to you in particular, be sure to be as specific as you like, because that's, you know, how we're going to find out what's best for you and everything.
Absolutely. Ask the questions.
And Katrina, before we wrap up, I do have to mention this, and in part because my sister would not forgive me if I didn't, but I was on your Facebook page and encourage everybody to go ahead and check out Family Natural Foods, store it in your search engine. It'll pop right up. Mary Manley's mittens are back.
Oh, yeah. Mary Manley.
My sister has
a
pair of these, and she loves them. I think she got them like years ago, a long time ago, and they're still in great shape. She's still using them.
Yeah. So Mary she gets wool sweaters from Goodwill or any thrift store that she gets it from, and she takes them and she makes them into mittens. And so they're really sturdy, hardy, because wool is really hardy fiber.
Yeah.
And so she reuses them, but she makes them a little bit more artistic because she'll add extra buttons or pockets on mittens. Genius.
Yes.
all these things. So she came in the other day and we had to do a high five with our mittens. And so we had a good old time. So
fantastic.
Mary's fantastic. And you probably remember Peter from the extension days when you used to interview him. Just a great family. They're awesome. And we will have the mittens now until about 2 weeks before Christmas, because they head south. So she wraps up her mitten production for the season. So you have until now, until like 2 weeks before Christmas.
Every pair is unique and different and wonderful. They, as I mentioned, my sister's had a pair for years and years and years that are still in great shape, and she uses them all the time every winter. And it's, you know, I think it's kind of, especially, I got a pair of gloves, I'm good. Get a fun pair.
Yeah,
get
a walking
art piece.
Get a pair
that you look forward to putting on and everything.
Yes.
And they're so unique, and you're supporting a local artist, which is something else that I appreciate about Family Natural Foods and how important it is to you guys and your, you know, everybody that's really been, that you know, have followed from Family Natural Foods, and buying local, supporting local.
Yeah.
It's a big part of what you guys do over there, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah.
Visit our friends and find out more about those mittens over at Family Natural Foods. They open their doors at 9. They just opened their doors bit ago.
Yeah.
910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. And as I mentioned, follow them on social media. Great way to keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing. And of course, find out more about like their presentation and different events like that.
Mm-hmm.
Be on the lookout for more with Family Natural Foods. I did want to touch on this story real quick in our opening monologue here. Wanted to find out, catch up on the shop and what we're going on over there, and talk a little coffee and monkeys.
Oh, coffee and monkeys. How do those combos work?
It's so good. Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. A South Carolina town clerk teamed up with the local mayor and a hot cup of coffee to capture a spider monkey spotted running loose throughout their town.
Okay.
Casey Hill, town clerk in Ewitzville, Ogdensburg County, said she was helping out at the Crappy Classic Fall Fest on Saturday when she heard rumors of a monkey running around the town loose.
Hmm.
The rumors were backed up by photos posted by witnesses on social media. Hill linked up with the mayor, Mayor Brandon Weatherford, and his wife, Laura, and the trio headed over to the area of the last reported monkey sighting near the Twirl restaurant.
Okay.
There's a lot of other... I have like a lot of follow-up questions with this story.
Yes, totally.
The primate, who was dragging her own leash, next headed to the First National Bank of South Carolina, with Hill and Weatherford's following closely. She was hollering, Hill said. You could tell she was scared. So the monkey was, you know, not doing well, scared about it and all this situation. That's my page. So Hill decided to try an experiment. She placed her cup of hot coffee on the ground, removed the lid, and took a step back.
Okay.
The monkey came over to investigate the steaming beverage, allow Hill to step on, and it allowed Hill to step on the leash.
Yes.
Hill said the monkey was claimed shortly after by a woman who identified the simian as her pet, named Ava. Spider monkeys are native to the forests of Central and South America. They are currently illegal to own in South Carolina without a permit, but a bill filed in the current state legislature sessions would require all pet primates in the state to be registered.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, as a side note, I don't understand this. I mean, get a dog or a cat or a fish tank. I leave these wild animals alone. We're lucky that dogs let us take them in the home and everything.
Right.
I don't understand this need to have a pet lion or tiger or something like that.
Exotic.
Can I be just blunt? Get a personality. Get it, because it feels like most people that do this just don't feel like they have a, you know, anything else to sell about themselves something. So they need to
something
kind of
to have
peacock
them
or whatever
side and talk for them.
You're good on your own. You don't need a peacock. You don't need a a parrot on your shoulder or something like that. And leave these poor animals alone. They don't deserve this.
So, but this is interesting though. So this monkey is either interested in like the steam coming off the coffee or they're interested in the smell, like the aroma brought it back to them. Like very interesting.
I it's got to be something like that. The smell is what I thought of first too, because South Carolina, I don't think of it being cold, but it might've been cold for this primate. If he's from, you know, his natural habitat is a much warmer one. Might've been the heat that brought it in. The smell is a really good one, especially with coffee. I know it brings me in.
Well, they're curious in general. Monkeys are super curious.
Yeah.
So they're just probably like, what did you just open up? Oh, I got to go check it out.
I wonder, you know, if we're missing a whole, we got a lot of coffee shops around here. Mm-hmm. We missing a whole like market. Like if monkeys are drinking coffee,
monkeys and
you could
coffee.
Be selling coffee to monkeys and you could double your profits with something like that.
Yeah. Very, very curious.
I don't know if it's good for us as a society to have monkeys running around caffeinated. I don't think it is a good idea. I don't know if we should be doing that.
So side note from the monkey thing, but I don't remember the name, but I believe there's like a cafe in Stevens Point that has cats. It's like Cats and Cafe, and they have like cats that walk around there, but you have to like go, you have to like sign up for a time to be there, and they have like, I forget, they have like maybe like 10 cats that live in this like certain part of this coffee shop, because they can't be in like the coffee shop space of it. And I believe you have to like set aside a time to be there. So you obviously don't want to be allergic to cats.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe we're getting closer to the monkeys and the coffee with this. This is our bridging the gap, James.
I like it. I like
maybe.
It.
Maybe.
Starry Night Cafe.
Starry Night Cafe. Thank you. I've never been yet, but I've heard about it.
I haven't either. I've been dying to go over there, though. And I didn't realize that it makes sense that you got to, you know, set a time and everything. But I didn't know that.
I believe so. I mean, check ahead. Just don't show up and then be like, oh, the doors are locked and you have to have a slotted time.
It looks great. And they do adoptions there, too. And that's such a cool like combination.
It's like Humane Society and them paired up, and like it kind
of
makes sense, right? Like I want to read a book and have a sleepy cat around, or like have a cup of coffee, and like it sounds fun.
Yeah, they're in Stevens Point. They're right on Clark Street. You can't miss them, everybody. Be sure to check them out. Shout out to them.
Maybe we'll get to monkeys next year.
Maybe we'll see. We'll build up, like you said, we got to work up to something like that.
Yeah,
we're working up to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's right around the corner with Cat and James on the morning show at WFHR.
Ooh, boo! Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is gonna scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Canopy, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by The Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 60 degrees. Rain tonight, a low around 45. Mostly cloudy and highs in the upper 50s on Wednesday. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, will be in the mid-40s. Thursday, a chance of rain and a high around 62.
It's 48 at our studios.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They're open for the week, everybody. Get on over there and let them know that we appreciate them. They got some great specials going on over there. Be sure to check out that and their pie list. All kinds of great things just waiting for you at El Cafe. Cherry pumpkin. Maybe it's two. That's two separate ones. I'm sorry. I thought there was a cherry pumpkin cake for a pie for a second there. That would be interesting. They do have a Rocky Road, a cherry rhubarb, a lemon meringue, cheesecake, so many great kinds.
You know, it's a good time to eat pie anytime, but like fall feels like
Yes.
This warm pie in particular.
Yes.
And then maybe like an a la mode on the side of some ice cream if you feel daring. Maybe a cup of tea next to you or coffee. I mean, come on. That sounds great.
Pumpkin pie is great any time of the year, but warm pumpkin pie this time of year. Yes. Feed it. Just give it to me right now. It's awesome stuff. Good stuff. We appreciate our friends at El Cafe. Visit them today, everybody. And thanks so much for getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. Keep getting them to us. You can email us, info@wfhr.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And you can call on up, 715-424-2600. Remember, you can call or text us through the Civic Media app as well. Katrina, I need a one or a two from you.
Oh, let's go two today.
All right. Gives us our qualifier. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Civic Media's own Denise Newell.
Happy birthday.
Denise, enjoy your day. She's part of the traffic department team working in Madison, doing great work over there. We appreciate them.
Nice.
Also want to wish happy birthday to Frank Robinson.
Yeah, happy birthday, Frank.
Got quite a name there, sir. I believe a great baseball player of that same name. So that's pretty cool. Enjoy your day, Frank. I wonder what his batting average is. Hopefully it's a good one. Happy birthday to you, Frank. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier today and friend of the station and all of our communities, Heather Sayers.
Yeah, happy birthday, Heather.
Heather's awesome. We appreciate Heather so much. Whether you have been a part of things maybe with, you know, Heather worked for the newspaper for a little while there. She used to join us on the air a bunch, worked here for a little while. She's working hard in the Coosa and promoting the area over there right now and doing great work. And yeah, you meet Heather, you're going to like her.
She's
you can't
a sweet
help it.
Soul, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I feel like I've met her in many different sectors through advertising world and radio and so on. So yeah, she's fantastic.
Heather's also been on the WRCT stage a bunch of times too, and it's been great to see her up there. Enjoy your day, Heather. Hope it's a good one for you. We take a look at who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with. Usher is 47. Very talented singer, songwriter. Comes from a very talented family. His, I believe his godfather or his great uncle or something like that is Ben Vereen, who was just one of the most talented human beings I've ever seen.
Yeah.
51st birthday for Natalie Maines.
Okay.
Of the Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's got a great, unique voice. Really good voice. Good singer.
Yeah, all of them do.
Yeah, yeah. Great songwriter, too. Let's see here. Lori Petty is 62. She was Lolly in Orange is the New Black and a Tank Girl. She's in a bunch of stuff in the late 90s and everything. But I think a lot of people would remember her from Kit, being Kit in A League of Their Own.
Yes, yes, yes.
She was my favorite part of A League of Their Own.
Yeah, she did such a good role. She did it like, I don't know, she had that like seriousness to her, but then she brought out the fun later.
Her and Gina Davis don't look a thing alike, but their chemistry and the way that they looked like, they seemed like sisters. They don't look anything alike, but their chemistry was so good that I could not help but think that they were sisters.
Absolutely.
They were really good
together.
Makes
me want to watch that again.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen that. Thomas Dolby is 67, blinded me with science. All my 80s friends out there. Also a good producer, Thomas Dolby.
Yeah.
Justin Hayward is 79. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Moody Blues singer, songwriter. Nights of White Satin, Your Wildest Dreams. So many big hits from the Moody Blues. Ralph Lauren is 86, fashion designer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not my style, but a lot of people like him.
Yeah.
He's doing fine. Doesn't need me.
He doesn't need you. He's doing just fine. How old is he?
86.
Wow. Okay.
You know, with my fashion choices and the way I dress, Ralph Lauren would probably pay me not to wear his clothes.
Like, you'd probably be like, you're embarrassing.
Hey, could you just take that off? Here's $20. Take that off, please. Some people no longer with us, like the great Sir Roger Moore, born on this day in 1927. James Bond from 1973 to 1985. I believe he's done Bond the most. I think he has the most Bond movies.
Incredible.
Great actor. Great actor over the years. Perfect for the role. One of my favorite TV actors, Harry Anderson, born on this day in 1952. Judge Harry Stone on Night Court. Nice. One of my first favorite shows. I love Night Court. Dwight Eisenhower, former president, born on this day in 1890. And let's see. Yep. And those are your birthdays and anniversaries for today, everybody. We encourage you to celebrate, have some fun, enjoy your birthday or anniversary. And please keep in mind, we want more local birthdays and anniversaries.
We want a list that's larger than the stars.
Yes, yes. Give it to us, everybody. 715-424-2600. You can call up anytime during the show with it. Or, of course, you can email it to us, info@WFHR.com. And keep in mind that Civic Media app is very handy for this. Just direct message us that way if you'd like, or call up directly that way. And when you get a chance, head on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Yes. Check out some of that amazing menu, some of the more unique items you're going to find. You're going to like the prices. The atmosphere is awesome.
Yes.
All of that good, but the people top everything.
Yes.
Head on over there and check things out and wish them a good morning from all of us. Katrina and I will be back. When we get back, we're going to be talking about KFC combining forces with something I don't think a lot of us would have expected them to.
Okay.
I didn't see this one coming, at least. And a little bit later, we've got the spookiest place name in every state. All that coming up for you on the morning show right here at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Average gas prices have fallen 8.6 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price at the pumps in Wisconsin landed at $2.68 on Monday. This is over 21 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 35 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say the national average could drop below $3 per gallon for the first time in years. Over 40 states are seeing gas prices decline and oil prices drop below $60 per barrel at the end of last week. In the weeks ahead, it's possible a handful of stations in some states, including Wisconsin, could drop below $2 per gallon.
That hasn't happened since the COVID-19 pandemic. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging electric and natural gas utility customers with outstanding bills to take action. The moratorium period begins November 1st and runs through April 15th. During that time, utilities are prohibited from disconnecting utility service for non-payment when it's used for home heating. If you're currently disconnected, however, you must make arrangements to restore service before the moratorium begins. Utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. You can make arrangements directly with your provider or apply for financial assistance. You can find more information and links at energyandhousing.wi.gov. The Portage County Veterans Service Office will be closed all of next week. From October 20th through the 24th, Veterans Service Officers will be attending annual training in Eau Claire. They'll have limited access to email and voicemails during that time, but will return all calls and emails promptly when they reopen on Monday, October 27th at 7:30 a.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers reload.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The Crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA, the Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL, former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As expected, the new Tron film, Tron Eris, opened at number one at the box office this past weekend. Unexpected, however, was the $33.5 million haul. It was a bit low, as Disney was hoping for between $40 and $50 million. The film pulled in another $27 million overseas, topping out at $60 million, which sounds like a lot of money, but the budget was $180 million, which will be a tough recoup. Adding to a not-so-great weekend numbers-wise were two other new films. In second place was the action comedy Roofman, which pulled in just $8 million, despite good reviews. The other newcomer was Jennifer Lopez's musical version of Kiss of the Spider Woman, which opened at number 13 with less than 1 million, but on many fewer screens. But it was still considered a disappointment. Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another still shows legs and pulled in almost 7 million in its third week to finish in third place. Gabby's Dollhouse finished in fourth place, and faith-based film Soul on Fire finished in fifth. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers and Buckeyes square off in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Now we can get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Looking pressured and sacked.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll talk a little bit about fighting authoritarianism and why Ken Burns, the great historian, has it right. And also, the Brew Crew and the NLCS. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapid Support over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 60 degrees. Rain tonight, a low around 45. Mostly cloudy and highs in the upper 50s on Wednesday. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, will be in the mid-40s. Thursday, a chance of rain and a high around 62. It's 48 at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Katrina and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Quick programming note, I got ahead of myself. I got a little excited. So I knew that Art Stevenson's going to be joining us this week. It's tomorrow he will be with us, not today.
I'm the one that's bummed here now because I don't get to have him over here.
That's the downfall of it. I apologize. I'll have to tomorrow. Make that up. But Art will be, come on in. Art will be here and you can come on by if you want. We'll have some fun with Art talking to him and talking about this Cash in Hand Johnny Cash tribute band that's going to be helping out the Pittsfield Area Foundation for Arts. Looking forward to that. I will try to not make a bunch of Art Stevenson and Pittsfield Area Foundation for the Arts jokes. I will try not
good
to.
Luck.
Or I will just spend all night working on them. One or the other. We're going to find out together, everybody. It's live radio. That's how it works. I wanted to dive into this one. I've actually been wanting to get into this for a little while, and I just haven't been able to fit it into a show. I thought, Katrina's going to be in today. For some reason, I felt like this worked. KFC announced an official line of jelly beans that taste like the stuff on their menu.
Oh, interesting. So almost like Harry Potter jelly beans, but we're talking like KFC jelly beans.
Yeah. Herbs, spices, candy. That's, I guess, what we're talking about. Each bag comes with three flavors, fried chicken, sweet corn, and gravy.
Oh, interesting.
If that sounds good to you, you'll have to wait a little while for them. They're releasing them early next year ahead of Easter. I don't know why they don't release them before Thanksgiving. That seems a little...
Easter, I think we think jelly beans.
Yeah.
But the flavors of them yell Thanksgiving to me.
Yeah, and I don't know. Please let me know if you're interested in if this sounds interesting to you. 715-424-2600.
Very interesting.
This is really not my wheelhouse. I mean, I like fried chicken, all right, and I can eat some corn and stuff, but I'm not a gravy person. I don't really like gravy. And I'm just showing Katrina a picture of these jelly beans in the bag, and they don't even look very good.
No, they don't. They're like light brown and white, and like then there's that yellowy orangey pop that gives a little color. But yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see. The Harry Potter ones took off because were like, what? I'm going to eat slime flavor things. So it might be popular because people want to try it, but it's probably going to be like a one-time buy.
I don't know what the resale value on these is going to be, and I imagine they're a good like one of those white elephant gifts,
yes,
that kind of thing. And
maybe a limited edition kind of thing too. So interesting. I feel like they could have came up with a few other flavors that could have
hit. Three flavors seems like weird too.
I guess I'm trying to think what other flavors they would have came up with, like a potato. Yeah. But I think that's why they did the gravy, because that's probably more flavorful than like a potato.
Yeah.
That's good. Try. See, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Now next time when they come out, we need to do a taste test here.
Yes.
And be like, okay, so they're here.
I love taste testing with jelly beans. They're even better doing it with jelly beans. So I think everybody's got to go through that stage, right, where you get the chance to try different flavored jelly beans and you're trying them all out. There's some, like the popcorn one was always amazing to me. The Jelly Belly popcorn, really does taste like popcorn.
It does. Oh, I forgot. I remember going to the place in the mall, tea shop.
Yes.
And getting jelly beans. They're in those containers, and you can get as much or as little. And yes, you could try all the different flavors. Like, pear and popcorn and like a blood orange one or something.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I remember friends and I, we were going to try all of them. I don't think we ever did, but I know we were going to try two and stuff. Mm-hmm. But those, I think part of the greatness of them and whatever they do to make them that way, they really, most of them, if they're getting a watermelon one, it tastes like watermelon.
It did. It really did. And there were certain ones you liked, so you obviously at the end of it, you were left with like the ones he didn't like.
Right, but, yeah.
You know, it's okay.
There were, those were fun. I got to imagine that's still a thing. Because kids, yeah. There are certain things you can always count on in life. Mm-hmm. Kids are always going to like weird tasting things or trying different weird tasting things.
And candy and weird tasting things is a better fit.
Yeah. They're from every age, but really, especially when they're young, they're starting to think for themselves and starting to want to do things for themselves and, you know, get things for themselves. And I think food and candy is really the first thing that kids are able to do that with. They can't go out and buy music, or probably don't have much interest in music or clothes or any of those things. But, oh, I could choose what candy I want. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want this. I want the craziest, silliest, slimiest thing possible.
It's true.
Give it to me and I'm going to have it now. I don't know about these, though. I don't know. Would you try them? Let us know, everybody. 715-424-2600. I got another world record to talk about. And this one, I'm a little jealous of. I think this would be a fun one.
Okay.
Serial record breaker David Rush teamed up with a longtime collaborator on the sidelines of Fox game show 99 to Beat and recaptured a fist-bumping Guinness World Record.
Oh, wow.
Rush and Jonathan Hollywood Hannon, who are both contestants on the season of, this season of 99 to Beat, took some time out of filming in London to attempt the Guinness World Record for the most alternative fist bumps in 30 seconds with a team of two.
Okay.
So Rush originally set the world record at 380 with Howie Mandel on the set of America's Got Talent, and later broke his own record with 398 when he teamed up with YouTuber Dr. Mike. The title has since been taken by Nicole DeBoines and Eric Carr, who managed 406. Rush said he and Hannon managed 426 fist bumps in 30 seconds, enough to retake the record.
Wow.
That is incredible. That's a lot of fist bumps.
30 seconds of a lot of fist bumps. Like, one, the records, it's just incredible, like, to think, like, oh, I remember thinking, like, oh, a person ate, you know, they ate this food this quick or ate X amount of hot dogs or something like that. But fist bumps, I wouldn't have thought about fist bumps as quick as they can.
Yeah. I'm showing Katrina a video of it. You can look it up online on YouTube if you'd like, everybody. And they're just standing like right next to each other and literally leaves like as fast as they can pounding their fists.
It looks like somebody hit fast forward and you're just watching them stand, but all that's moving is their hands. And it is kind of crazy how fast it's going.
It doesn't feel like it should count. But I feel like it should be like actual fist bumping.
Right. That's like you got to get your whole body into a fist bump, right? No, I don't know. I mean, good for them. Like, great. They beat it by like 20 some fist bumps.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I don't know about these quote unquote professional Guinness record breakers. Like this guy is filming a TV show. And while he's doing it, he's going to do a record on the side and everything. I don't know if he can help himself. I don't know if he can really stop. He's already doing a TV show and he's got to do another record while it's going on and everything.
He's like, well, there's a camera. It's going to be documented. Let's do it.
I don't know. I guess that's got to be the case. I think this would be a fun one to break, though. I think that'd be a fun one to compete with.
So you're going to start practicing and get ready for this?
Definitely. I'm going to go bug my brother. Because I think Nick and I would be able to nail this. I think Nicholas and I could do that. I'm gonna start bugging him.
Yeah,
he doesn't know it yet. You can warn him if you want, everybody. Yeah. But he's gonna call for me later. we will take a quick time out. When we come back, we've got a fun one here of the spookiest placed name in every state.
I'm excited for this one.
This is gonna be good. It's coming up for you on the morning show right here at WFHR.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly cloudy with a few hit-miss showers going into the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s, a northeast breeze. Showers looking likely in the overnight. Lows in the low to mid 40s. Wednesday, any showers ending? Mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid 50s. Currently 49 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Cat and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're going to take you to the top of the hour. 10 o'clock hour is going to have some fun. We'll kick things off with some entertainment news, dive into some of that. We've got some more life hacks for you. Look forward to diving into those. And I came across an interesting study that I want to get into about positivity and longevity.
Okay.
We'll get into that. All that coming up for you. But we got to talk spooky cities, spooky places.
Yes.
Today is National Face Your Fears Day.
Okay.
And one way to celebrate is to take a road trip through the country to the creepiest places, or at least the spookiest named.
Okay.
Now, chances are a lot of these places, as they kind of mention in the article here, and you can find the complete article if you'd like at mentalfloss.com. One of the things that they mention is that a lot of these places aren't nearly as like scary as they sound.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was kind of interesting, but
yeah, you think that some of those cities would almost hype it up, especially this time of the year. Like, okay, we're gonna have, like more just holiday or like pumpkin or haunted house or something a little bit more. But
like our great friends over in Rudolph do during Christmas,
yes.
Leaning into the holiday, leaning into the name a little bit and stuff. I wouldn't blame them, and I imagine some places do, but some of them don't. Like Alabama. Spooky Hollow Road. Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah,
sounds like a pretty good one. Alaska has Dead Man Lake.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. I don't I don't think there's a lot that would get me to go to Dead Man Lake.
See,
like, I don't know if I'm doing a lot of fishing in Dead Man Lake.
I always think of those names, like road names or city names. Like, okay, was it the first thing they saw when they got whoever like was settling that area? So was it they saw somebody like floating in this lake and that's why it's called Dead Man Lake?
I mean,
people tried getting across it and it just didn't, like, you know, they lost people.
Was it founded by Harry Deadman? It's so great.
I want to know more.
All of these bring follow-up questions.
Yes,
they do. Arizona has Skull Mesa.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Kind of fits with Arizona.
Yeah, it does. Mesa, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Arkansas, Witcherville.
Witcherville. That's also kind of fits with, like, Kansas, Arkansas-ish, yep.
California has Styx. Styx, like River of Styx, okay. I guess. Okay, yep. All right, yeah. Colorado, Cannibal Plateau.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado seems like a beautiful state. I've always wanted to explore it a little bit more. I've been to Denver, had a layover there. That's the only time I've been to Colorado.
Sure.
I ain't going anywhere near Cannibal Plateau.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's getting me to go to Cannibal Plateau.
Doesn't sound exciting right there.
No, no. Or in Connecticut, Satan's Kingdom State Park.
Wow.
How did that get named?
Yeah.
The best you could come up with.
They would have changed it by now.
Yeah.
Like, okay, maybe this was early times, but now we've changed.
feels like, you know, we should update that a little bit. I don't know. Delaware has Slaughter Beach.
Okay.
Nope. Now, that's perfectly named if you're doing like a 1960s, like, you know, one of those rom-com horror movies,
yes,
or something like that.
Yes, a horror movie, for sure.
Otherwise, there's no reason to have something called Slaughter Beach.
Okay, what if it's the most amazing beach?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you go there then?
And it was named after Webster Slaughter. Florida has Coffin's Patch.
That sounds intriguing.
I feel like what would happen to me is I'm looking for a cabbage patch or a pumpkin patch.
Nice.
And I just glance at it. Oh, this looks like a good one.
Yep.
And me and the family go to Coffin Patch.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, that's
what you get.
Not what I meant to do, where to take us. Georgia, Slaughter Mountain.
Slaughter Mountain.
Some of these are just telling you, don't come here.
It is.
Don't go near this.
It is.
Hawaii has Devastation Trail.
Okay.
Not good.
No,
not good.
You don't want to go on that trail.
Idaho has Bone.
Just Bone.
Mm-hmm. Just Bone City,
it's gonna be,
I guess. Bone Town,
yep.
I guess. I don't know.
Again, first thing they saw when they got to
it. Yep. Actually, I kind of like that one. That feels like if you're a football player, that's a good place to be from.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm from Bone, Idaho.
Yep.
It's hard to imagine non-hardy people coming out of Bone, Idaho.
I agree.
It feels
sturdy.
Like one of those
You
things.
Gotta be sturdy for that one.
Illinois has Bloody Gulch Road. That's actually, I believe, in northern Illinois, too. I know. I've heard of that one before. I don't know if it's near Army Trail Road. No, it's not.
It feels like they should have like a haunted house right in that area.
You got it.
Yeah, own up to the name.
You got to lean into the names.
Yep.
Indiana, Gnawbone.
Nice.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah.
But where are you from? Gnawbone. The only thing would be make it better is if this was in a southern city.
Yes.
Yeah. Gnawbone. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you really drag it out a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Iowa, Spirit Lake. Well, that sounds
nice,
kind of tame.
Actually,
compared to these other ones and everything, it's not it. Kansas, Hell Creek,
okay.
I think I've heard of that one before.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky has a town called Hell for Certain. What are we doing in Kentucky? What is going on in Kentucky?
The name.
That's a
funny one. I want to look up that one.
It's like all year. They just wait for this time of year.
Hell
I don't know.
For Certain. It is not good there.
Louisiana has Transylvania.
Okay.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Maine, Massacre Pond. I don't know. No, I'm not going anywhere near that. That's very twisted. Like, pond is such a sweet, fun word.
Right.
To be combined with that. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Maryland, Grave Run.
They should have like a run that happens in the Halloween season or like around this time of the year.
Yes.
And then everybody like dresses up in character.
I like the idea of if they're not doing that, they should. Massachusetts, Bloody Pond. Okay. Yeah. Same thing I said before.
Yeah.
A couple of states have a place called Hell. Michigan has one, Hell, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've heard that on a couple of sports shows or some. Minnesota has Castle Danger.
Castle Danger. It sounds nicer.
Castle Danger sounds like a kids like theme park or something like from the 80s.
Yes, like, it does. Like it'd be on a video game though.
Mom, I want to go to Castle Danger. Mm-hmm. I want to go to. No, we're not going. We're there last week. We're not. I want to go to Castle Danger. That or an 80s rock band.
Yep.
What are the other something from the 80s though? It seems like
feels strong.
Mississippi has Shivers.
Shivers.
Okay. That's pretty good. Yeah. Missouri has Devil's Elbow. I've heard of that one.
I've heard of that one too.
Montana, Dead Man Gulch.
Oh, yep.
Nebraska, Blood Creek. Nevada, Devil's Hole. I think I've heard of that one too. Mm-hmm. I think it was in a story. New Hampshire, Bloody Point. New Jersey, Ghost Lake.
Mm.
Ghost Lake sounds kind of interesting. That sounds like a fun one, actually. An interesting one. Yeah. New Mexico, Burned Death Wash.
Burned
what the what?
Man,
what
is, a lot. There's a lot right there.
Some of these cities, like I'm wondering if they just have this name because they don't want anybody moving in. Mm-mm. They're like, we got they enough don't. People, we're good.
Yeah, they're like, it's a beautiful town. They're just trying to scare people away from it. Maybe that's it.
We like our little town here in New York, so we're just going to keep calling it Execution Rocks. Like, what? What is going on? And now it just feels like they're making things up. Now,
yeah, right.
I got to double check some of these here.
I know.
North Carolina, Devil's Courthouse. Okay, you don't want to have to go to court there. North Dakota, Knife River.
Mm.
It just feels like they're just kind of like just trying. Ohio, Gore Orphanage Road.
Hmm.
Not good.
It doesn't sound like a good place.
Oklahoma has Dead Woman's Crossing.
Oh.
Nice to see Dead Woman's instead of Dead Man's. Everything's Dead Man's. You know, Dead Woman's. It's
first
nice.
First person
they saw again. Change it up a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. Oregon, Murder's Creek.
Murder's Creek.
Not going there. Pennsylvania, Devil's Den. Rhode Island has Smallpox Trail.
Oh, no.
It's not good. I don't. The history of that one's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
South Carolina, Gravedigger Road. That's... Nah, no.
I wonder the population of some of these areas. Too.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Tiny or larger? I'm thinking they're smaller because I haven't heard of most of them, but, you know.
Burned through a couple of these. Tennessee, Skullbone. Oh, that's I like that one, actually. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind saying I'm from Skullbone, Tennessee.
Yeah.
I like that. Texas, Dead Man's Pass. Heard of that one. I think that's shown up in a couple of TV shows and stuff. Utah, Goblin Valley State Park.
Okay.
That's all right. Yeah. Vermont, Dungeon Road. Dungeon Road. Oh, that's an interesting one. Virginia, Bloody Run Creek. Washington, Mount Terror. West Virginia, Maggoty Run, and Wyoming has Death Canyon. Now, what about Wisconsin? What about Wisconsin, of course? Some of these you may know. Some you may be just hearing, and some you might want to visit this time of year, this spooky season. Witch's Gulch.
Oh, yeah, that's Gulch. That's by Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah,
so it's like a state park-ish.
Driven past or through there a couple of times, I know. But, okay, so I felt like that was kind of like one that a lot of locals will know, especially if you've been to the Dells area, like you mentioned. So I wanted to look up some other ones that I was not familiar with. Disco, Wisconsin.
Ooh, where's that?
That name for the town. Now, where is Disco? Where is Disco, Wisconsin? That's a great question. I didn't get that part looked.
So somebody has to do this road trip of all these ones that James is saying here in Wisconsin, like, you know, get Disco, Wisconsin, Witch's Gulch, and like make a little road trip. Because one, it's beautiful out for a fall road trip to see the fall colors and everything.
It's an unincorporated community located in the town of Albion near Jackson County.
Okay.
All right. Okay. What about Embarrass? Embarrass, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Embarrass. It's an iconic name for a town with a surprising amount of history. Embarrass, Wisconsin. Where is that one? Embarrass.
I don't know if I've driven through there or if I have it. You know, there's so many unincorporated little communities and towns. And
Embarrass is a village in Wapaka. It's a village in Wapaka. How about Footsville? Footsville. That's a good
that's
one.
That's fun.
Ubet, Wisconsin. It has no meaning, just a unique name, but Ubet. Where is Ubet?
Ubet
is, I haven't heard of that one. It's got about 2,500 people in it. And it is near, where is it? It's not telling me where it is.
Somewhere.
It's
go on a road it's trip and let us know.
I'm going to go up and down the state looking for Ubet.
Uh-huh.
Hey, anybody seen Ubet? Wyoega.
Yep.
Wyoega is a fun one. And that one's near Wapaka. We're familiar with that one. And of course, Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. Leave that for last, of course.
Had to. I don't know if I don't remember if I knew this or not. Sheboygan is an obituary word. I'm not saying either one right. Waterway of the lakes.
Oh, okay. That is what Sheboygan waterway means. Of the lakes.
Not only a fun word to say, but a great meaning behind that.
Yeah,
it makes sense. Perfect sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of water right over there. So,
what are some of your favorite town names in Wisconsin, everybody? Or maybe some of the spookier ones. Mm-hmm. Maybe we missed some. You can tell us.
Or like town roads, state parks,
Mishkat. Mishkat, M-I-S-H-I-C-O-T, Mishkat. Not sure I'm familiar with that one. That name's means hairy leg.
Hairy leg. I'm going to hairy leg.
I know. But it's a good one. I hadn't heard of that one. That's an interesting one.
I feel like somebody needs to do the road trip of all of those ones and just let us know.
I want to do this. You can go to the Wausau Daily Herald. They have an article from back in 2015 on this one. There's also weird Wisconsin town names from the cabin article from 2021. You can check out if you'd like, everybody. But there's some fun ones out there. I like this.
Yeah, have fun with it.
I want to do this. I want to beat somebody to doing this. What you just brought up about traveling from town to town. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Time to do it.
We're going to have a lot of fun in the next hour. We got some great good stories of the day for you. We're going to get into our schedule. We got some local events we want to get into coming up as well. And we're going to get into some entertainment news. All that coming up, life hacks, and how does positivity impact your longevity? That is coming up for you as well, everybody. I think that'll be a fun one. All that coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The International Monetary Fund predicts the U.S. and global economies will grow more than expected this year, despite President Trump's tariffs. But the IMF's chief economist, Pierre-Olivier Gorintas, points out
the potential for supply chain disruptions could quickly lower global output by as much as 0.3 percentage point as we explore in our downside scenario.
Day 14 of the government shutdown and problems persist at the airport. The FAA issued a ground stoppage in Austin last night.
I did go a little earlier just thinking that the lines might have been a little longer.
Tearful reunions continue as Israeli hostages are reunited with family. Moshe Lavi's brother-in-law among them.
Now we're focusing on his healing, focusing on our family being complete again, and the road is still long, but I'm so happy that we've reached this moment after two long years.
The bodies of 24 Israel